the tourniquet around your neck.
Welcome to episode number 75 of the Thrash Report. For January 25th, 2022. Hey, welcome. My name is Chris. Joining me, my co-host, my partner in crime, Jim Osborne. Jim, how you doing this week, man?
At last, we meet again for the first time, for the last time.
How you been?
I'm good, man. I'm doing good. Keeping warm.
Yeah, dude, it was like, it was crazy cold today, man. I had my space heater going full blast. It was crazy. But, dude, so you were sending me a photo. You have placed the order and you have a new prized possession coming your way. What'd you get?
I do. I am selling a few things to buy a better thing. And that is a Jackson Randy Rhodes Pro Series guitar coming my way in March.
That's awesome.
Oh yeah. Can't wait. It's a beauty.
I don't know, man, the anticipation, like waiting that long, it's like you're a little kid waiting for Christmas.
Yep, did the same thing last year when I got my LTD Aero. I had to wait a few months for that, so it'll be worth it.
All right, well, like I was telling you earlier, I actually did, you know, my guitars, they hang on the wall, because they're pieces of art.
Yep.
But I've since removed one from the wall and took it all, I'm tuning it up, you know, got new strings and everything. And we're going to see if these old phalanges can still play the repulsive electric twanger.
Your messed up pinky.
Oh, look at that thing. Look at that shit. All right. Yeah, man, we got a really fun episode because we have tons of news. We got some killer new releases. I'm excited to get into it. We're going to start with some, I guess, sad news. Yeah, it is the tragic passing of Meat Loaf last week. Kind of rippled through the whole rock and metal community. And those of you, you know, most of you already know that Meatloaf was Scott Ian's father-in-law. He, you know, some of this, I didn't really quite, it was kind of like a reminder going back and kind of reading some of his accomplishments of the past. You know, he's on the list of some of the best-selling musical artists. I didn't realize that the Bed Out of Hell, like everyone kind of is familiar with that iconic, you know, album cover, Bat Out of Hell, released in 1977. But I didn't realize that it was part of a Bat Out of Hell trilogy. And so he had Bat Out of Hell 2 that came out in 1993. That was Bat Out of Hell 2, Back into Hell. Then Bat Out of Hell 3, The Monster is Loose in 2006. And those albums collectively sold more than 65 million albums worldwide, which was crazy. I didn't realize that. And the first album stayed in the charts for over 9 years, still was selling about 200,000 copies annually. And we all remember that song we just listened to back in 1994, won the Grammy Award for Best Rock Vocal Performance for that song, I Do Anything for Love. And that song actually stayed at number one in the UK for 7 consecutive weeks. But it also reached number one in 28 countries.
Wow.
So pretty impressive, man. Impressive dude. I'm sad to hear that he passed. You know, our thoughts and best wishes go out to Scott Ian and the entire family. And again, we're really sorry for your loss.
Yeah, not to mention his acting career. I mean, he's a pretty good method actor. He actually grew a pair of boobs for Fight Club.
Yes, he was in Fight Club, and let's not forget playing the dad in Tenacious D in The Pick of Destiny. You disobeyed my orders, son, why were you never born? Your brother's 10 times better than you, Jesus loves him more. This music that you play for us comes from the depths of hell. Rock and roll's the devil's work, he wants you to rebel. Yeah. Great role that was too. Yeah, you'll be missed, man.
Yep. Yeah, we got another missing piece in one of our favorite bands too. That would be Testament.
Oh, man, I just, this really brought, it almost brings tears to my eyes, man. Yep, the Atomic Clock. The Atomic Clock, Gene Hoglan has parted ways with Testament. The band wrote to all their Testament fans around the world. This was reported. I actually got it from Blabbermouth. Evidently, it was posted to their social. And they really wanted to start off saying that they're beyond grateful to have been having Gene Hoglan behind the drum throne for 10 years, several albums, and countless tour dates. But dude, he's busy. Unfortunately, our brother Gene's additional tours, solo endeavors in 2022 conflict insurmountably with Testament schedule dates after 2 years of lost time during the pandemic. So rather than Testament having to reschedule upcoming dates yet again, or Gene having to cancel his own solo stuff, they decided to amicably part ways. So
yeah, him being busy is nothing new. He's always had his
so many projects. Yeah, so many projects going on. I don't know. I mean, I don't know if you've heard anything else, like who's going to be sliding in there, who's going to be filling that spot. I mean, we have the bass strikes back coming up here not too long.
Yeah, I've seen people posting. This is just, you know, listeners and people commenting, but, you know, a lot of people are saying get Dave Lombardo. But
yeah.
Someone said maybe Tom Hunting will fill in, but I don't know. I haven't heard. And what was nice to see is I saw the release from Gene first, and, you know, he's very professional and saying, you know, I'm just busy, it's a conflict, and I love the other guys. And then I saw the side from Testament, and they said the same thing. You know, it's a mutual thing. It's not a, luckily it's not a fight or any drama or something. So who knows, maybe he'll be back.
Yeah, man, I hope so. But you know, this is just the way I look at this is that now we can almost get more music out of it. Because now he'll go do his other stuff. We get someone else in to fill his spot, and we got Testament stuff. And yeah, even though I he will be missed from Testament, so we'll see.
Yep, and we got another band who's a friend of ours who has a drummer departing as well, and that is Twin Cities Agony Reigns. Ben Mullen has left the band, and that's another. I haven't seen anything from Ben, but Agony Reigns released a statement saying kind of the same thing, that it's, well, they didn't list any kind of a reason, but just, you know, that they're still respectful of each other and they wish him the best. And so I'm not sure what happened there, but it sounds like needed to move on or do something else. And they are still planning on playing all the gigs that they have lined up, which we'll get to in a little bit.
Well, I wish them all the best, man. That's again, it's always sad when they got stuff that, you know, gets shuffled around like that. But hopefully everything works out for the best there. And this next one, we've often heard Joey Belladonna kind of taking some guest spots on stage with other bands, doing covers and Journey covers, Dio covers, I mean, you name it. Well, it happened again. Basically our own, we're actually claiming ownership. I mean, Joey Belladonna is our official Thrash Report singer, but he actually joined members of Drowning Pool on this year's Ship Rock cruise Monday night, and literally just happened last night, to perform a cover of the Dio classic, Holy Diver. And I had a video clip, but it's not loading right now, so come back to that. But yeah, it's this year's Ship Rock cruise set sail from Galveston, Texas, and it had stops in Costa Maya and Cozumel, Mexico. And there was over 25 bands on that cruise that had different performances there. And I didn't realize that in 2020, right? So January 2020, right before onset of the pandemic, Shiprock had its biggest year to date. It had over 3,300 guests in attendance.
Nice.
And 62% of them were back. They were repeat offenders, right? And the 2020 Onboard Cancer Sucks charity auction, it was led by Hailstorm's RJ Hale, raised over $130,000. And that brought the annual auction all-time total to nearly $750,000 that was raised for cancer research. That's pretty amazing.
That's cool.
That one event. Oh, absolutely. But yeah, I had no idea that Shiprock in 2020 was such a success. That's awesome. And here, let's give this a whirl. It's so awesome.
He sounds so great.
I know, right? It's just so cool. Actually, I did see some social pictures too that on that cruise, Steel Panther was there, and there was some some pics of Joey with Steel Panther as well. I don't know if they're just hanging out, you know, just being buds, but pretty awesome. Which, by the way, well, you know what? I'll talk about it in the concert calendar. So we'll go ahead and get there.
All right. I just saw a picture now of Jason Momoa with Charlie and Scott. So I wonder if that was on the cruise too.
Oh, maybe.
Or is that an older one? I don't know. I just saw the picture today.
He's all over, man. Jason Momoa is like, he hangs out with all the metal dudes.
Yep.
Yeah. He did the voiceover at the Metallica show, remember?
Yeah.
That was pretty awesome.
Yeah, and you hear about these new headphones that have hopefully hit the market or will soon.
Yeah, dude. I mean, I didn't even know anything about these. You mentioned them to me. And
these are heavies. Headphones designed specifically for metal music. That means they let you hear every detail, their sound is incredible, and of course, they turn up loud without damaging your hearing. Though their logo is readable, I promise you, it's metal.
Yeah, that's dude. Nice. Pretty awesome, dude.
Yeah, new headphones. They're built strictly for the heavy metal style. And they're called heavies. And they've got, you know, they have four drivers in each ear. So you can get the highs, lows, and the mids instead of having one speaker in each ear to have all of that in. So they're specifically engineered for us.
That's cool, man. I'd like to try them. I wonder, do you know how much? So this was a Kickstarter funded project. Do you know how much they're going for?
I haven't seen. I think they have different levels of things you can support.
Oh, sure. Okay.
But I haven't seen, in my very quick research, I've not seen a set price or anything. So, but
you know, I'm going to send this to one of my, an AV guy. I listen to a tech podcast every weekend, and there's a whole AV like segment every Saturday. And he reviews, you know, headphones, speakers, sound bars, TVs, like whatever. I'm going to send him this because it'd be really cool to have like a professional like review it and then like let us know kind of his thoughts. That'd be awesome.
Yep. And on the webpage for Heavies, they did show that a professional did review them or has already.
Very cool.
I don't have it up anymore, but yeah, I would like to get my ears on some or some on my ears.
That's awesome. It's cool, but like I mentioned before, I kind of, my Black Friday deal last year was I actually purchased myself some AirPods Max. So I've kind of already exhausted my headphone budget for this year. Yeah. Another couple of years, maybe we'll give it a go. That's awesome, man. What else do we got, man?
Newly released material.
Nice. Who's first?
Yes. So if you remember, I don't remember the episode number, but it was a little over a year ago, we had Hex Vortices on the show, and two of the guys, and we talked about it recently, I think, too, Gallow Glass Scourge.
Yeah.
Drummer Tom Croxton and guitarist Matt Hamilton from Hex Vortices. It's their project. Yeah, I've given it a couple listens, and it's good. It's not thrashy like Hex Vortices is, as you could tell. It's a little bit slower, but great stuff. And it, I wasn't trying to like give it a review or, I don't know, come up with something cool to say about it. But every time I came in, like, what does this sound like? And it just kept coming back to me. Like, if you got, you know, Ex Mortis or Sabaton, who are very like triumphant and battle ready sound. So like, if those are the sounds you hear at the battle, like Gallowglass Scourge is like the music as you're traveling from battle to battle, where you're just like,
ooh, there you go.
I don't know if that makes any sense, but that's what it felt like to
absolutely.
Me.
Absolutely. It totally makes sense to me. And it says now with Alan Snow on bass, is that a relatively new development there?
Yeah. I saw him post that was it last week, I think. So Alan Snow is the bassist for Ex Vortices. So he is now part of this too.
That's really cool, dude. I'll check it. Do you know if they have any live stuff happening or what's the plan there?
I don't know. I would assume they're looking to play somewhere, but I have not seen anything.
Got it. Well, we'll keep everyone posted. And if those people, if anybody's listening and you guys know, let us know, man. We'll spread the word.
And good timing. I see that our friend Thomas Castiglione just joined our chat.
What?
And, yep. So how you doing, Thomas?
Awesome.
And our next release is actually Tornadic. Last week, they were...
Yeah, man. So brand new single from Tornadic.
Lethal Dreams. Now streaming everywhere. Go check it out. If you have not, I know a lot of people that we're friends with already have, and they've all said great stuff. And yeah, I listened to it last week. I think it came out on Saturday and I was doing a workout and I just put it on repeat, listened to it 5 or 6 times and it's awesome.
Yeah, it was kind of blown up on my socials, like all over the feed, like from like other fans sharing and all this stuff. Yeah, pretty awesome. So again, we wish all the whole crew just brilliant work and we wish them all the best.
Yep, the musicianship, the writing, and then I don't know much about like production, mixing, engineering, that kind of stuff. But I know Carlos Cruz was involved, and if it sounds that good because of him, he did an awesome job because it sounds great.
Absolutely. Go check it out. Again, that is Lethal Dreams by Tornadic. Get it where you get your streaming music today.
Yep, and the EP will be out at the end of February, I believe. So keep an eye out for that too, but we'll tell you. We'll let you know.
This next one, bro.
What's coming up is amazing.
Dude.
Damn.
All right. So those of you who may have already recognized the new single that dropped by Extinction AD.
Yes. It's a monster.
So this single titled Mastic.
Mastic. Yeah, and it made the SXM Liquid Metal's Devil's Dozen number 9 last week.
That's awesome. Well, yeah. It was only out for not even a week, right? I mean, that's crazy.
Yep, but Extinction AD's been on Sean and Jose's radar for a while, and I was hoping their last release would have made it on there, but it did not, but this one has, and hopefully it'll keep climbing up, and I don't know, I cannot wait to hear the rest of this one either.
Yeah. So this one, I mean, is it part of an upcoming LP or is it just, I mean, because they just had the EP that dropped.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I mean, it's kind of, I don't know if they do. They have a bunch of other like original material on its way.
I believe so. I think they're dropping a full length. Awesome. And at the top of my head, I want to say that's March, but you know, there's nothing on the top of my head.
Yeah, looking forward to it. And I know we actually have coming up next week. Next week, we have the Cattle Decapitation Show here in St. Paul with mm-hmm. Extinction AD opening. That'd be pretty badass. So it's on my calendar. I don't have tickets yet, but we're going to see if schedules happen and we make it happen. So,
yep, I have some training for work that day, so I'm unfortunately going to miss it.
Yeah, we'll keep you posted. Well, I'll let you know because that night, that means we'll have to record the podcast a different night. So I'll let you know.
Sounds good. Very Just cool. go live.
Just go live. I'll be live. I'll be live streaming from the show.
Yeah. And then Hammerfall, a little more of a power metal switch here, but they have a new song, Venerate Me.
Really?
And yep. And it's got a song and lyrics featuring the man himself, King Diamond.
What? Dude, how did I miss this? I totally missed this. This is crazy, man.
Yeah, I haven't heard it yet, but I saw it, was it yesterday, maybe the day before.
That's awesome, dude. I'm gonna have to look into that for sure.
Yeah. Figured you'd like that one.
Yeah, totally. Very cool. I'm going to add that to the playlist, give that a more in-depth listen there. Yeah, I didn't even know about that one. Thanks, Jim.
You got it, man. What is this one you got here?
The next one we're talking about is, I think we talked about several episodes ago, we talked about, I think it was when we were really talking about how, you know, metal is interthrational and we get music from all over. We're actually talking about a brand new track that just dropped by the band Bloodywood, right? So this is you know, it's kind of crazy because it's metal but it's mixed with like traditional Indian folk music, mm-hmm. and so you can really tell kind of that influence. And the previous single, Gadar, that single went, you know, it since November already has over 800,000 views on YouTube, and this single just dropped last Friday, so just a few days ago, and it's already got 125,000 views. It's pretty awesome, dude. I mean, I like it just because it is unique and you can hear the different influences, you know, the native kind of, you know, East Indian musical influences. So it's mm-hmm. pretty awesome. Let's go ahead and check this out. Yeah, and I mean that chorus, like when you have the other singer come in there. I mean, he's singing in. I mean, I don't know. I guess I don't know the language. This is my ignorance, right? I don't know if it's like Hindi or something, right? So mm-hmm. I wish I knew the words. I don't know the words, but yeah, it's pretty awesome. I like just how they mix the styles. It's pretty cool. You can hear some flute and stuff in there too. And I don't know how you actually pronounce the name. It's like Aaj. Is the name of this track. The actual album Rakshak comes out February 18th. So check it out.
Kind of plays into what Jose Mangan was talking about when he's on about the future of metal and how it's probably going to be a lot of ethnic mixed stuff and stuff from all around the world. So
yep, I could see that totally, man. Absolutely. All right, let's roll into the concert calendars.
We got some local stuff coming up. February 26th at the Aquarium in the Fargo-Moorhead area. The bands Pursuit, Maul, Agony Reigns, Coffin Rites, and Nipponger. I don't know how to say that one.
I don't know
if I spelled it right based off their logo, but yeah, that'll be a good show. And
have you been to the Aquarium in the Fargo-Moorhead area?
I have not. I've been to the Fargo Dome. That was it.
Okay.
But Jordan from Pursuit actually invited us up there and said he'd buy tickets for us.
Oh, cool, man.
To go hang out and let people know what we think. And I can already tell you what I think. It's going to be a great show. All these bands kick ass.
Awesome, man.
And yeah, I'm weather dependent. We've got some family up in Fargo, so I might go visit them and hit up this show if the, you know, we don't want to drive 7 hours through the upper Midwest if it's
sure
blizzarding and shit like that.
Sure. If I can be back, yeah, that's the 26th. We'll look at the calendars.
Yep.
If I can be back by the evening of the 27th, what kind of drive is that from the cities?
I think it's about 4 hours.
Okay.
From Twin Cities.
So that's doable. That's doable. Can figure it out.
Yep.
Cool, man. Yeah. And then another big one that's been floating around the Facebooks is Midwest Death Fest.
Yes. Yeah, a lot of the already mentioned bands. So they're keeping busy. Yep. It's June 4th, 2022 in the Twin Cities. Again, it's Maul and then Semtex and Coffin Rites, Agony Reigns, Gorgatron, Unmerciful, Casket Robbery, and they've been teasing a mystery headliner.
That's right.
You got some pretty big death bands on there already. So it's mystery headliner. Excited to see who it is.
Yeah. And it'll be, I'm excited, man. It was actually, and it was just announced too, they actually secured, it's going to be at the Amsterdam bar and hall.
Oh, that's right. I saw that. That one, that's yep. Going to be awesome.
So yeah, pretty cool. We should get, who drives that Midwest music promotion, Midwest metal promotions? Natalie Quirk. We should get Natalie Quirk on here to kind of talk through all the stuff she's got cooking, because it seems like she's connected. She's in the biz.
Yeah, I see her on Facebook everywhere. If there's metal mentioned somewhere, she's usually there.
Yep.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
I heard she's done a lot of stuff for metal and shows and stuff.
Exactly. Yeah, we should see if we can get her on the show. That'd be great. So the next one, let's see, what do we got?
Trivia.
Well, I was going to say, before we get there, I was going to just mention too, as far as live shows. So I mentioned that we have the Extinction AD Cattle Decapitation show coming up with Creeping Death, and that's at the Turf Club in St. Paul. It also has Last 10 Seconds of Life. I've never heard of that band before, but it's a 21 plus show. Yeah, I'm curious. Again, I might be to that show. And then also following up too on the 5th of February on Saturday in Chippewa Falls, so that's actually a Wisconsin show, is Toxic Ruin. And that it has Toxic Ruin with Dead Soul Symphony. I don't know the venue though. I don't know the venue. So sorry about that one.
You say Toxic Ruin, and that reminds me too, I think they're playing, it just hit my memory that Lich King's going to be coming to the Twin Cities for a show too. And
cool.
I can't remember if Toxic Ruin's playing with them.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if it's a tour. It might be a one-off show, but forget the date. I'll have to look that up and follow up next week with that. But yeah, Lich King would be amazing to see.
Yeah, that'd be cool. I know that newly scored tickets to Steel Panther, another Steel Panther show. Because Jim, it's the Res Erection tour. I mean, come on. But yeah, so I'll be seeing those guys in March. So that's where I just wanted to throw that out there. The Res Erection tour.
Gotta be hard to get tickets.
Also, 13th of February, I'll be seeing Bruce Dickinson's spoken word. So we'll be talking about that too as we come up. We have Dream Theater coming up this month, Cannibal Corpse coming up this month, Killswitch Engage the beginning of March. There's live shows, man. It's crazy. And again, if there's a show you want us to spread the word. Let us know, man. If you're in a band or you know a show, go ahead and send us info. Mate, we'll try to get it on the concert calendar.
Yeah, we'd love to.
All right, stump me, bro.
All right, we were talking about Testament earlier, and Eric Peterson has a symphonic black metal side project. Do you know the name?
I do not. And I just feel as though, you know, one of these days you are going to actually revoke my metal card because there's so much that I just don't know.
Nah, never happened.
So what is his side project? And is it current? Is he still doing it now? Oh, I know it.
Hold 10 years or so. Started in early 2000s.
Oh, dude, I know it. I have it. It's in my library. I can look it up. But anyway, let me know.
Starts with a D and ends with a D. It's not dad.
It's like dragon something.
Yeah, almost.
I don't know.
Dragon Lord.
Ah, there we go. Yep.
And according to Wikipedia, there is also a Trivium tie-in. And apparently the drums or the current drummer as listed on Wikipedia is Mr. Alex Bent.
Really? I didn't know that.
Nor did I till today.
Alex, he's freaking a beast.
Yeah.
That would have been freaking awesome. I can't remember if I mentioned it here on the show or was I texting? I think maybe I was like commenting when they did the live stream for Trivium. Mm-hmm. Dude, I would have loved a freaking drum cam. Like, it would have been great to see him up close, because when he does his stuff on social, it's freaking amazing. And that's the thing too, I was going to tell you. So we were talking before the episode that, you know, this 48-year-old dude finally got on TikTok, which, by the way, it's funny because then as I'm looking through TikTok, then you see people on TikTok that are like, you're 45, you're too old to be on TikTok. I'm like, what? Anyway, I'm like, now I'm seeing there's so many talented musicians, man, like drummers and guitarists that are doing cover stuff, original stuff, technique stuff. It was just amazing. They had like this one woman too, that she was like just shredding some stuff. And then she like posted like another video saying, for all the people that says it wasn't her or some shit, she like did it with like two separate camera angles, watching her picking hand and her fretting hand playing Master of Puppets, like hitting every fucking note, down picking and shit. It was like, dude, that was so awesome. Like, yeah, all the fucking haters out there, you know? Yeah, anyway, so I was gonna say, it was amazing. I just spent way too much time over the weekend watching TikTok videos of all these freaking musicians playing shit. And
let's go back in the day, shall we?
Yeah, dude. You got something that goes back to 1987?
Well, the album I'm talking about is from 2010, but the band's been around since 83.
Oh, wow.
Their debut was in 87, but this was a band I had never heard of. And back in my pirating days, when I would
go to
certain sites and listen to things. Well, you know, pirating music.
Aye, Captain, she'd be a mighty good bed warmer for you.
Yeah, not Ailstorm.
Oh, sorry.
Talking about other music, but
got it.
Yeah, so the band is called Corzus. They're from Brazil.
Hmm.
And the album that I listened to,
Discipline of Hate,
2010. I listened to it a bunch and I enjoyed it. I thought they were a new band, and then I looked them up and found they've been around since the early 80s. And
that's what I'm talking about. So where did you find these guys?
Oh, they just popped up on one of the metal pages when I was finding shit, just searching, and thought I'd check it out. And loved the album. And then, like I said, I looked them up and found out they'd been around since, I think, 83 they formed. Being from Brazil, they were kind of lumped in with Sepultura and was it Sarcophago? And yeah, and he listened to the Sanjo Maniaco from 1987. You can definitely hear that early Sepultura kind of vibe and
sure.
almost a little bit of early Creator too, just super fast and thrashy. But what you just played there had a little more groove in it, and that's awesome.
Which that's awesome too. I love that. I'm gonna definitely add that to my playlist. And it just reminds me too, like I was just talking about TikTok, and that's something that I've discovered again based on the algorithms on what I'm liking and stuff, and the band's official pages would come up, and I could follow like Priest, Creator, like all these other bands that have an official TikTok presence as well. Dude, it's just, like I said, it's been blowing my mind. I know all the young guys out there, you know, you're in the TikToks, but it's new to me. Anyway.
And new bands today in the day, new wave of thrash. I'm not sure how I came across these guys, but they're from Hong Kong, formed in 2009, and they're called Charm Charm Chew.
Charm Charm Chew.
Yeah.
What was the name of that EP?
Last Breath. Came out in 2021.
Got it. Let's go and give this. This is a track titled Mean.
Oh, that's cool. That was good stuff.
That was awesome, man. That was so cool. Yeah, it was kind of interesting too, because you could hear the production. So that's the thing too. Like you could tell that was like, especially when the drummer like does double kick, you can tell the sound, like how raw it was. Like so many people now, especially like, you know, a lot of the fast, like they're using drum triggers and shit. So it's like their feet, you can just hear the sound, like it sounds triggered. Mm-hmm. It was, you could tell that was more raw. Yeah, it was cool, man. Awesome. So this is Charm Charm Chew.
Yep, Hong Kong. They've got a few singles, a few EPs. They got Majestic Brewing Order is an EP from 2016. The Delusion is a single. And they had, I think their first demo was out, and single demo was out in 2016 as well. But yeah, check out their, every song I've heard is like what you just played and even better, but that's really awesome because I've never heard vocals in, I don't know, it's Mandarin or.
Sure. Yep. Yeah. It's interesting too. Yeah,
it sounds awesome.
Yeah, absolutely. I just wonder, you know, because they are based in Hong Kong versus kind of more mainland China, you know, do they have a little bit more freedoms to do stuff like this than they would if they were elsewhere, you know, in the country? I don't know. I don't know the political climate there, but I just know that sometimes it's all I know is more from a technology perspective is that sometimes when you do more mainland China, you are restricted and there's certain things that you can do. So that's awesome, yeah. Dude. Thanks for turning me on to those guys. I had no idea.
Then another band, our friend Bill Joya turned us on to this one, sent us a band called Heresy from Costa Rica. And I found their music on Bandcamp. I've got like 17 songs on there, but brutal thrash, awesome stuff. He sent us a song, Veracity. Great band.
Yeah, so we'll go ahead and make sure we get all those tracks, and including the one that Bill sent us, we'll get that up on our playlist. So
Yeah, a couple follow-ups I wanted to mention. I just remembered now that I was going to say something about the new Extinction AD song. At times when I'm listening to it, it makes me think that they were listening to the new Onslaught album. There's just moments like, that sounds a lot like Onslaught. So
maybe.
Yeah, very cool. And I also wanted to follow up on something. We posted something on our social media, a meme, a couple weeks ago. And it was a little girl in a, looks like a toy aisle or something, but she's standing there bawling, and somebody had put a bunch of little dinosaurs around her. And then each dinosaur has like a something a dickhead would say. Like the girl has a sign that says girl with a metal shirt, and each dinosaur is saying like, hey, nice shirt. Is it your boyfriend's? I saw them live before you were born. Yep. Name every lineup. You understand the lyrics? Name three albums. I posted it because it was kind of, it reminded, my first thought of seeing it was what we always talk about, you know, who cares what shirts you wear? You know, you can wear whatever shirt you want. But what I was not expecting was a lot of the comments we had gotten about from women saying that they wear a metal shirt and get that shit all the time from guys saying, kind of, why are you wearing a metal shirt? Can you name three songs? And stupid shit like that. So if you're going to challenge someone to an argument like that, you've already lost and you're just a dickhead. So just wanted to say that it was, response was a little unexpected, made me think. And then talking to my wife and my daughter too, and they've had the same experiences. Don't be a dick.
That's right. That, I mean, that's really what, I mean, it all boils down to just don't be a dick. You know, just be a good fucking human. Don't be a dick.
Yeah. Make it a conversation starter, you know? If you want to know if they know three songs or something, you know, ask them, hey, do you like that band? Like, what's your favorite song? Or, you know, talk to them instead of just, you know, being an asshole.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, and that's going to kind of, you know, I couldn't agree with you more. And we're going to kind of wrap it up on that note. We want to thank everyone for listening. We really do appreciate it. And thank you so much for your support. We really do, you know, want to hear from you guys. Let us know what you guys think. Let us know if there's anything else that, you know, you come across that you want to share with us, feel free to hit us up on our socials. You can reach us on our Facebook page or any of our socials. You can find us at thrashreport.com. Send us an email at thrashreport@gmail.com. And yeah, we'll see you at some of these shows coming up. You know,
if you're a band, send us your music.
Yeah, dude. If you're a band,
love to hear it. Talk about it.
Send us your stuff. We're happy to listen. So have a great rest of your week. Stay metal, and we'll see you next time on the Thrash Report. See ya.
Yeah. Later.